My second guest today is Joyce Vickery from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And what's nice today is Joyce is here in the studio with me. We're not doing this interview by phone. It's nice to meet you and have you here.
It's nice to meet you as well, Jill.
Yeah, it's great. And Joyce and I have talked previously about ice cream and about yogurt. But this time we're going to talk about program that the St. Louis Dairy Council has called Fuel Up to Place 60.
That's right. Yeah.
And this is with the St. Louis Dairy Council and the St. Louis Rams. So give us some information about that, Joyce.
Well, actually, the program Fuel Up to Place 60 was developed by National Dairy Council along with the NFL. And really what we want to do is encourage kids to fuel up, and that means eat healthy, get the foods that our diets tend to be low in. For Americans, for children and adults, we tend to not get enough low-fat and fat-free dairy, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. So we really want to encourage them to focus in on those foods. And then the Play 60 part is the NFL part. And that's
the 60 minutes game.
60 minutes each and every day. Kids should be active for that mm-hmm. length of time, and that helps them kind of burn up calories and maintain weight and that type of thing. So together, it's Fuel Up to Play 60, and locally here, of course, our St. Louis District Dairy Council is part of this, along with the St. Louis Rams. But the main reason that we're involved in this is, of course, the fact that children today have a problem with overweight and obesity.
Yes. And I know it's getting national attention, as it should be.
Right.
And I know that the president, Mrs. Obama, is very big in that. I've had guests in here before that are wanting kids not only to eat right, but to get out and move. And
right.
it's so important.
It is. And, you know, eating healthy is very important, making sure we get the right nutrients. But you're right. One of the problems today is kids aren't moving enough.
No.
You know, they come home from school and
they sit.
Yeah. Instead of, first thing I did when I came home from school is I put on, changed my clothes, went out and
played. And went outside.
Yes.
And I keep talking about that. I'll say, you know, when I was a kid, and I know people, young people are like, oh, God, would she give it up? But it's true. I mean, we didn't stop. We had television, but we had three channels, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think I had two.
Okay. You were out.
I was deprived.
Farm.
Yeah.
What this program is students and schools, and how does it work? With what do you do to promote it?
Well, actually, the program is designed for schools, and it's available without cost. Any school, any grade level, kindergarten through 12th grade, could receive the program free, and they can enroll on the website, which is called FuelUpToPlace60.com. But then the program is designed to really involve the students, to kind of be student-led. And the feeling is that the more the students are involved in this, the more active they will be, the more they will want to make changes for their benefit. You know, instead of adults coming in and kind of lecturing them,
right.
They actually, it's a hands-on approach for them. They take charge and lead and actually make changes in the schools. And again, the goal is to make sure they have those healthy foods available for them to eat at school. And also that there's physical activity. You know, many schools have eliminated their PE programs,
right.
Cut back on recess. So oftentimes it is difficult to be active. So there's lots of suggested activities for different ways that they can work on the healthy eating and also increase physical activity while the students are at school.
Now, do you want the students to work with the cooks, or how do they get involved and get this moving or changing?
Well, what we usually ask for is that someone at the school be the program advisor,
mm-hmm.
Be someone that the students can work with, and that the students actually form a team. And this can be made up of, you know, maybe they have a health and wellness club at the high school
right.
level. Maybe it's the student council at the junior high, or maybe it's the fourth grade class. But we ask an adult to be a leader in this, and then kind of direct the kids to have them focus in on different areas that they feel that they can make improvements on. And, you know, some of it may be just offering additional foods or new menu items that that the kids enjoy and that are healthy items. So certainly they can work with school nutrition. And, you know, lots of changes are going on now with the National School Lunch Program also in, again, offering more of the fresh fruits and vegetables and more of the whole grains, and then also more low-fat, fat-free dairy.
Are we seeing that change in Illinois schools? I mean, the introduction of more fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains, is that a national effort, or is it local?
Well, no, it is national, because what happens, earlier this year, the 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans were released. And basically, again, they focused in on the foods I've already mentioned. That's, you know, we need to eat more of these. And low-fat, fat-free dairy is important because it provides us many different nutrients. And in the dietary guidelines, they've identified four different nutrients that are low in our diet. And the good news is that milk and dairy actually supply three of those nutrients.
Wow.
Calcium, potassium, and also vitamin D. The final nutrient is fiber. We don't get that with dairy.
No.
But yeah, so based on the Dietary Guidelines for Americans and then the revision of My Pyramid to now My Plate,
right.
They use that information, and that is translated then into the National School Lunch Program, the School Breakfast Program, and they institute those recommendations for the program.
You and I talked about this before, but I'm a big milk drinker, always have been. Mm-hmm. Or my family, it's, you know, I can't imagine not drinking at least a glass a day. And I know that there's some kids, I mean, I grew up with people that can't tolerate it or don't like it.
Want to drink it, yeah. For most Americans, they get about two servings, and actually, for adults, we need about three servings each and every day.
We do?
Yes, we do. So if you're getting one, you know, at least one a day, then you might need to look for different avenues, maybe snacking on yogurt or, cheese or something like that. And that'll get you to your three servings. And, you know, the great thing about milk and dairy foods is it's a nutrient-rich food. For the calories, you get so many nutrients. Mm-hmm. And most people know that milk is important because it gives them calcium. They don't realize there are eight other essential nutrients in that glass of milk that are really important. And, you know, it is a concern when children today, you see them drinking sweetened drinks that basically are water, flavoring, and sugar and provide no nutrients.
There's no redeeming value to them at all. And I know the vitamin D is a big issue lately. We've heard a lot about vitamin D and the lack of it in adults.
Right. There is definitely a concern there, and vitamin D seems to be very beneficial, especially for our immune system in helping to prevent chronic disease. So, and of course, the other reason it's important is that it works hand in hand with calcium. Vitamin D is actually beneficial for getting calcium into our bones and teeth. So it's needed for in our body for us to absorb and use the calcium.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about the Play 60, the active part of this, you know, I was listening to you talk, and we were talking about the students in the schools. It'd be nice if some of these schools, students would just decide to, after lunch, if they have some time, walk the track, you know, just so they can do that. This is the part of this, I assume, part of this program.
Absolutely. And many schools have started walking programs before, after, or during school if they have recess, or, as you said, after lunch. So those are a few ideas that will be good. Some schools do in-class activity breaks where they maybe take 5 minutes just to have the students stretch, do a little bit of an activity inside the classroom. And, you know, it's small steps, but small steps can make a difference. So very important. Some schools, and I guess I should mention, along with this program, there is funding available to help implement activities, healthy eating and also physical fitness activities. And schools can receive up to $4,000 to help them make changes in the school level. And again, information on that would be on the Fuel Up to Play 60 website, fueluptoplay60.com. And we're going to have four separate funding periods this school year. Mm-hmm. The first one is coming up October the 1st. So if any schools or teachers are listening and need that information, the website, I encourage them to visit the website or our St. Louis District Dairy Council website, which is stldairycouncil.org.
Now, there's activities kits. Is that if a school, who would be the one that would request that? Or do you just give them to everybody?
Anybody could request it. It could be the principal, you know, maybe it's the PE teacher, maybe it's the school nutrition director, the school nurse, or maybe it's just an interested, you know, teacher that has this as a focus. So anybody can go online, request it. The website has so many tools and resources on there. And on the opening page, you will see something in the top banner that says playbook. And that has over 60 different activities. Activities that other schools have already used, have implemented, that have been successful, that they can use as a basis for generating ideas to either develop their own, or they might want to just reuse some of those activities that are listed there.
And what feedback have you gotten off of this?
Pretty good feedback.
Now, is this just a program that started this year, or have it been years in the past?
This is like the second year that the program has been going on. But it's a great program. Students can participate. They can become student ambassadors, where they actually encourage their peers to, you know, not only are they active, but they encourage their friends to become active. And so they can, you know, it really helps them have like a leadership role also. So students have been very interested. They become more aware. They're actually looking at things like food labels and making decisions about food choices.
If you look at the labels, you learn a lot.
Right. And then also schools, as I said, have been making changes. Some schools have started before and after school walking programs for the kids. Some of the schools, one of the schools that received funding last year actually used the money for their after school program, and they purchased like two Wii gaming systems that the kids could use that gets them active. And then for their nutrition activity, they actually implemented a grab and go breakfast for the school, which I think tripled their participation in breakfast.
And what was grab and go?
Okay, well, grab and go is basically where you have it available, food available, breakfast available outside of the classroom. It might be something very simple like a granola bar with a piece of fresh fruit, and then they grab the milk, and it's very quick, very fast. And also they made it available after the first period, so that sometimes school, you know, students will get there a little bit late,
right,
maybe not have a chance, but by moving it to that after the first period, it gave a chance for more of the students to get the breakfast.
If they're like me, I'm not ready to eat when I first get up. And I'm bad about this. I'll be the first one to say that I don't, I'm not a breakfast eater unless it's made for me.
Oh, well.
I'm one of those. But I just don't want it.
Right away.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so having it later in the morning is nicer.
And that happens with children as well. You know, there are some kids that get up and can eat breakfast right away and are ready to go, and some students don't. But we do know and have known for many years that really breakfast is important, helps them, you know, start to think, is beneficial, helps them do better on tests, helps them concentrate more. It's hard to concentrate as a student when you're really hungry and your stomach is hurting. So,
yeah, and I know I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she said her kids I said something about, do they take the bus to school or they live out in Fielden? And she said, well, they want to go to school. They want to get breakfast at school. It's a social thing.
Okay.
I think that in that situation, but it's great that they want to go and have breakfast.
Right.
And you know, and I think breakfast in schools now is wonderful, because a lot of kids probably wouldn't have had it.
Well,
at home.
You're right. You know, that may be the situation, or, you know, maybe they're working parents and don't
That's
have
right.
time to pull breakfast together. So,
yeah. Or they have to leave early and the kids mm-hmm. can walk to school and, you know, they
right.
they can get it there.
And the great thing about it is it's usually pretty inexpensive. So that's
oh, yeah.
wonderful. Yeah.
And with the and a lot of with the free and reduced lunch, that a lot of kids get it. Just get it.
Right.
And like you said, and breakfast being so important. And don't you feel that eating breakfast, so I've always heard this on dieting and stuff like that, you should eat breakfast because it helps you reduce weight. I know that sounds weird, but...
Think about it. If you skip breakfast and... You know, mid-morning, you're starving.
Right.
So more of an opportunity to grab donuts that somebody's brought in
right.
to work or something like that. So better to start the day with breakfast, and hopefully a breakfast that includes some type of protein food that also helps make mm-hmm. you feel full for a longer time. But yes, absolutely. You know, it's hard to stick to a diet if you're starving yourself. And skip breakfast, that can happen.
And don't you feel, Joyce, that this obesity problem is something that really has got to get under control, I mean, soon?
Well, it's a real concern. I know the statistics tell us that since the 1980s, for young children ages 6 to 11, obesity rates have doubled. And for adolescents, they've actually tripled. So, yeah, it's a concern. And, you know, I've heard statements where people have said this is... These generations of children, it may be the first generation where they don't outlive their age of the parents.
Yeah.
That we're kind of seeing a regression in the age, you know. So that is a concern.
And of course, then your programs are wanting to combat this.
Absolutely. You know, the other concern, too, is that obesity can lead to problems, but that are chronic diseases.
Oh, yeah.
And then also we see that children that are overweight or obese tend to grow up to be overweight or obese as adults. So, yeah.
And the cost of medical care is just...
Absolutely.
Is just growing and growing. And
yes. And, you know, the real shocking thing, too, is that we see young children now with problems like diabetes
mm-hmm.
and high blood pressure.
Yep.
And that was something we just didn't...
Never.
Yeah.
Never. So... Kind of give me an overview synopsis of the program, Fuel Up to Play 60.
Again, it's a program schools can enroll on online, fueluptoplay60.com. You go on the website, and really it doesn't matter if you're an administrator, a teacher, a parent, a student. There's something there for everyone.
Right.
And actually the students can get online too. They can take a pledge that says, we are going to eat healthy. We're going to include more dairy, fruits, and vegetables, whole grains in our diet. And we are going to exercise 60 minutes each and every day. They take that pledge. And then they can also track their healthy eating behavior. They can track the types of foods they're eating and also the amount of physical activity. There are a number of different games and learning activities for them. They can earn little digital rewards and things like that to keep them interested. So, and then, of course, for teachers and for schools, there's lots of information on activities that they can adapt and use in their own school situation. And again, information for parents as well.
Right. So this is, I mean, we talk about this all the time. I have guests in here, and it's so important to get these kids at this age to learn how to do it right.
Absolutely.
For the future.
Absolutely. The younger, the better, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Joyce, for coming in.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You're always a wealth of information, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon. So if anyone wants information about the Fuel Up to Play 60, go on the website.
On the website. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all there.
Absolutely.
And it's for our kids.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jill.
Talk to you soon.